We're doing Truma, we're up to the third Perek. HaTorem Kishut Meninzet Mara. We said you always try to take Truma from the best. What happens if you took Truma Kishut, which maybe is a gurk, it's a type of from the cucumber family. So if you were mafresh Truma, then turns out it was bitter, but you didn't mean it. Avatech Nimtza Saruach. Avatech is also, maybe it's a watermelon, maybe it's a melon, it's something from the cucumber family. And then turns out it was all spoiled. So then we say, on the one hand, truma, but you have to take off another truma because you should have verified. So it's almost like it's your fault. So that's one understanding in the Mishnah. If I remember correctly, there's another understanding in the Yerushalmi that it's unclear whether it was good when you were mafresh it. I think there's a Yerushalmi like that. That the reason is because we're not sure. Maybe your truma wasn't chal because it was already destroyed when you were mashed. Yeah, I think so. Hatorem chavit sheyanyin nitzet shechometz. Maybe that's here. If a person was mafresh a barrel of wine, turns out it was vinegar. Yadosh hayta shechometz ad shelo trama inatuma. If you know it was vinegar beforehand, so then the truma is not chal. Im yishat trama yachmitza reizu truma. If it turned vinegar later, coin's problem, it's chal. So maybe this is what I was remembering. If you're not sure when it became vinegar, so then it does have a shame, truma, and you have to take truma again. You give them both to the coin, and the coin pays you off for the first one, which became vinegar. I remember the first time you took off one out of 50. Now you have 1/50th less. So the second one is going to be a smaller volume than the first one, but the first one is vinegar. So the coin pays him back the cheaper one. Because amotzi mechaver ol avaraya, you have to prove the coin. You have to prove that the coin has to pay more. So the Mishnah says. Tuma v'chzov v'itrom. Harishona, the first barrel, enam demat b'fnei atzma. If it falls alone into chulin, so we said that when truma falls into less than 100 of chulin, it becomes a mixture that's called dimua. Being that you don't know if the first one was truma, so if it falls into chulin it alone, it doesn't make dimua. If they fall in together, then you have dimua, because mimanav shach you have dimua. Ve'en chayavin alea chomesh, and if a person ate it, he's a zar. He ate one of those alone. So we have a din. We'll see later that when you pay back, if a person ate b'shogeg, so then he has to pay back the principal with a fifth. Here you're not sure which one is the truma. You don't have to add a fifth. Ve'chen ashniyan. The same would go for the second one if they were standalones. Okay. Nafla achat men l'toch achulin. If one of them fell into chulin, einam damatan. So that's what we saw earlier. Nafla shniyan makom acher, einam damatan. If the second one fell into a different mixture, doesn't make that one dimuaya either. Naflu shten makom echad. What if they both fell to the same mixture? Medameot katkana shebishtehen. So then they make dimua. The volume of the smaller one, which is the smaller one, the second one. So if you have 100 in chulin corresponding to the smaller one, it doesn't become dimua, but you take out of the chulin the volume of these two barrels, you give them to the coin, and the rest is chulin, meaning dimua. Remember, you need 100 connected the truma, and then it's batel. Once it's batel, so you can't rob the volume from the kohanim, you have to give a coin because you owe money to the shevet. But as far as the truma holiness, it becomes annulled. Okay.
What are you doing? You're
you have 100 barrels worth. You have a big vat. You're cooking all your wine. You have 100 barrels of chulin. And then one barrel. Remember, you were mafresh one barrel truma, and then turned out it was vinegar. So you're mafresh a second barrel. So now one of those barrel number one, which is vinegar, fell into your huge vat. So you have 100 corresponding to the volume of that barrel. So technically that barrel, you don't know if that was truma, because maybe it was vinegar before you gave it the name truma, and the truma wasn't chal. So it's not dimua. It's not a mixture. Even if you'd have less than 100, it wouldn't make the whole mixture prohibited. It wouldn't make the whole mixture dimua truma that you'd have to sell to a kohen. You could take out the volume of one barrel that you owe the kohen, give it to a kohen, and the rest of the vat, enjoy. What happens if the second barrel falls into your vat? So now you have 100 corresponding to each one alone, and only one of them is truma.
You don't have 199.
I said you had 100 corresponding to the first barrel. So you had 100 corresponding to the first barrel, it fell in. Now before you could do anything, a second barrel fell in. So you have 100 that corresponds to each one of them alone. Both of them together, well, one of them is truma and one of them isn't. We don't know which. So we say, you know now you have 102 barrels worth of this mixture. You can't keep all 102. So you say, I'll take out one of them and I'll give that to the kohen. I don't have to take out the volume of both because only one of them was really truma. I couldn't verify, so I had to give both to the kohanim.
What if the first one was truma and you just did some more truma?
Let's say the first one was truma and then it became vinegar. So it fell in and became part of my mixture. So I have 101 barrels worth of mixture here. That 101 barrels is kosher because it became mevotel. I had 100 connected. I had 100 corresponding it. Mm-hmm. Now I have to pay back the kohen. So I take one barrel out and I give it to the kohen.
No, I'm saying they both fell in, but you're saying that only one of them was really truma.
Right.
But if the first one was really truma, then you're mafresh a second time, then they're both truma.
No.
Okay.
Because you're only really, you thought you were done when you did the first one. Chazal told you, you don't know what to do, so do this. Now that they both fell in, you only have to give one to the kohen.
Mafresh, truma, and tanai?
Something like that, yeah. Mishnah Gimel. Hashutafin shetahamu zeachazeh. If you have partners, and each one took off truma. So you have a pile of 100 liters. And then one partner takes off truma, and another one takes off truma. Rabbi Akiva omer tumat shneim truma. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, so you have double truma. Each one of them has part of what they did that was truma and part not. So if each one took off 1 liter, so we say half a liter of each, was truma, because they're partners. So that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Being that each one did not take permission from the other one, and by the fact that they each took off truma, you see that each one did not mean to give the other one truma, the right to take off truma, so then each one has a right on 50% to take off truma. So 50% of what he took is truma. Chachamim umrim, Tumat Arishon, Teruma. Chachamim say no. The first one, his Truma is Truma. He took off, he was Yotze. Rabbi Yossi omer, im Teram Arishon Kashiur, en Tumat Hasheni Truma. If the first one took off 1/50th like Chazal wanted, so then his Truma is Chal. And really Rabbi Yossi is just explaining Chachamim Shita. So, if the first one took off the right amount, so then that's it. He got first dibs. Ve'im lo taram arishon kashiur, tumat hasheni tumah. But if he didn't, so then the second one, his truma is also chal. Now there's an alternate pshat here that says, if they both ended up taking off the same amount, meaning if the first one took off truma, which was the same amount that the second one took off, so then you see that the second guy also meant to take this percentage off. So then, he would have agreed that the first one should have the capacity to be mafresh the truma, and therefore the first one is chal. So two pshatim here. Dalit, b'med v'rim amurim b'shelo diber. Our Mishnah, the whole machlokas that Rabbi Akiva argues, is when he didn't ask for permission. He went off and took truma alone. Aval lirshat ben beito et avdo et shifchato litrom. But what happens if a person gives his son, his servant, his maid, permission to take off truma? Truma to truma. So then the truma's chal, finished. You gave him permission. It doesn't matter if he added, he detracted. You gave him permission to be mafresh. Bitel, what happens if you change your mind? You renege on the permission you gave him. Iman shelo taram bitel en truma to truma. If you take it back before he took off the truma, fine. V'im shetaram bitel truma to truma. And after he did it, too late. הפועלים אינם רשות לתרום חוץ מן הדרוכות שהם מתאמין את הגת מיד. Workers are not allowed to be mafresh truma. The only exception is daruchot, people who are pressing grapes. That if the master, if the owner of the wine press is an amaretz, so then let's say he hires workers and he tells them, look, you guys know what you're doing. I want you to be mafresh truma so that it's pure. So they're allowed to take off the truma before the owner comes in, because the whole reason he hired them was he wanted to have good kosher truma. He doesn't realize that once he touches the food, it all becomes tameh because he's not maaretz. He doesn't know how to take care of tumah and tahara. So then Chazal say that they are allowed to take off truma even without the man, the owner being around and giving them instructions. So that's the darochot. And they take off truma, the volume that's necessary for the whole wine press, so that in case the owners walk in and disqualify everything, they'll have the truma already on the side. And that's what the Baal Bayit really wants. Ha'omer tumat akriza betocho. Oh, okay. A guy gets us into trouble. He says one of the following lines. He says, the truma, you see I have here a pile of grain, the truma should be inside the pile. Umasotav betocho. And the maestros, they should also be in. He says the maestros should be in the pile, or he says tuman maaser ze betocho. He has a pile of maaser, and he says the trumas maaser should be in the pile. He doesn't specify where. He doesn't take off a portion and say this is truma. He just says it's there. So then, Rabbi Shimon omer karashim. Rabbi Shimon says he designated this pile as having truma. And now, even if he will want to take off truma from a different pile, what happened in his declaration is that the truma of this pile is here. He has to take it off. So, he has to take it off from that pile. He should have taken it off beforehand. Nothing he can do. So he has to take off the truma from this pile. Chachamim say no. The Torah said that truma is reshit. So we understand the word reshit to mean the first, meaning you could tell that there's a second and a third, that it's distinct. And if you just said it's inside, that's not distinct. Rabbi Shimon holds inside means in the middle, so it's distinct. Everything around it is around. Chachamim say no. Unless you say the northern part, the southern part, that's not distinct. You have no idea where it is. So it's as though you didn't say anything. So that's what Chachamim say. Rabbi Elazar Chisma omer, over tuvat akli mimenu alav, kara Hashem. Rabbi Elazar Chisma says a different thing. He says, what happens if you say that the truma from this pile should be from this pile should be on it? Say, Rabbi Elazar Chisma goes further than Tana Kama. He says, even if you didn't say bitocho, even so, you don't need it to be designated. You don't need it to be distinct. It's still the name truma is chal. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, haomer yisu maser ze asu tumat maser alav, kara Hashem. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov again disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said you have to say bitocho. And he just says, if you just said from it on it, and he doesn't say where, that's also good enough. And we don't go with any of these, we go with Chachamim. The next Mishnah goes on the order. Let's see, the next two Mishnayot go on the order. Okay, let's make a run for it. What the Mishnah basically says is, you have to keep in order. So let's do Mishnah Zayin before Vav. Uminayin shikdumu habikurim letuma. How do you know that bikurim comes before truma? Zekaru tuma v'reshit v'zekaru tuma v'reshit. The Torah calls them both truma and reshit, which seems to be the first. Ela yikdumu bikurim lakol shem bikurim lakol. Bikurim means first. So they both are called first, but this one's name is bikurim, so that goes first. Utruma l'rishon, how do you know truma comes before maaser rishon? She reshit, the Torah calls it first. Maaser rishon l'sheni, she yesh bo reshit, because maaser rishon has truma's maaser within it. So that's why it has something within it that's also called truma. That's why it comes first. Back to Mishnah Vav. Hamakdim truma labikurim, maser shon latruma, maser shni lashon. What happens if you get any of these out of order? Aval pishuver belo taseh. So that's in transgression of the lo taseh that the Torah says m'natchavdi machal lo ta'acher. Don't do it out of order. Nonetheless, mashasasui, it still takes hold. Shneimar m'natchavdi machal lo ta'acher. The Torah says don't do it. But it does work. Mishnah Ches. I mitkaven lomar truma v'amar maser. Maser v'amar truma. Ola v'amar shlomim. Shlomim v'amar ola. If he says something that has a chalos and he gets the wrong words out of his mouth. Meant to say truma, said maser. Meant to say ola, said shlomim. Sheini nichnas lebayit zeh v'amar lazeh. Sheini nenel zeh v'amar lazeh. Meant to say, I won't enter this house. He said that one. I won't have benefit from this guy. He said that guy. Lo amar kruma tshufi v'libo shavim. We say the rule is, he has to say what he means in his heart. Because the Torah says, "Motzas v'techa tishmor and kol nediv lev." You have to have your lips be in equality with your heart. Ha'oved kochavim v'akuti trumatan truma. Mishnah teaches us a new din that even a non-Jew and a kuti can be mafrish truma from their own grains. Umasotehin maaser v'ekdeshan ekdesh. Rabbi Yehuda omer en ha'oved kochavim kerem revayv. Chachmim omim yesh lo. Chachamim say he can even do kerem revayv. Trumat avet kochavim medamat chavin ala chomesh. Rabbi Shimon poter. Chachamim say his truma even makes dimua, and if you eat it b'shogeg, you're even chayav to pay back the principal with a fifth. Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to pay the fifth, and we don't go like that. So what do we see today? We saw, I'm starting with Mishnah Gimel, because Aleph and Beis we reviewed. Partners that took of truma, Rabbi Akiva says they both have half, 50%, so 50% is chal. Chachamim say the first one is chal, and Rabbi Yossi explains, provided that he takes the amount that Chazal instituted. Otherwise, the second one is truma, and here there's a big discussion, what does that mean, the second one takes hold? Only the second one, or also the second one? What does that mean? Meaning if he didn't get the right amount, we didn't go into that. Mishnah Dalit. The Mishnah says if he gives permission, so then whoever he gave permission could do what they want. He could renege on the permission, provided he does that before the person takes off the truma. Workers cannot take off truma, except for people who were hired to take off truma in purity, so they could take off truma right away for the whole wine press, because that's their job. They have to do it before the Baal Bais walks in order for it to remain pure. If a person says the truma should be within, or meiser, so then Rabbi Shimon says that's enough. And then he'll be mafrish it. Rechachamim say no, it has to be distinct. Rabbi Lezer Chisma says you don't even have to say within it, you could just say trumas meiser from this pile should be, and Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov says the same thing about trumas meiser. You have to get the order of bikurim and then truma, because bikurim is called bikurim. Truma before Maaser Rishon because it's called Reshit, and Maaser Rishon before Maaser Sheni because Maaser Rishon has Truma which is called Reshit within it. And if you get it out of order, it's a lav, melatchav di machal lo ta'acher, but it still takes hold. If you meant to say Truma but said Maaser or vice versa, Ola, and you ended up saying Shlamim, that I won't enter this house, you ended up saying that one, I won't have enough from this guy, you ended up saying that guy, doesn't take effect. You have to mean what you say. Nanju and Akuti can take off Truma, Meiser, and Bimafrish Hegdish. Chachamim say they could even do Neta Revai, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. His Truma makes Dimua. Chachamim hold, you're also Chayev Chomesh if you ate it by mistake, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees.